Hey bitches, welcome back or welcome to the It's Nap Time podcast. I'm your host Natalie and welcome to today's episode. This is for my reality TV girlies and just my fellow lovers of raunchy, brain-rotting television because today's episode is all about the first two drops of Love is Blind. So if you are not a reality TV girly, no tea, no shade. But for my reality TV lovers, we're going to buckle the fuck up and talk about all of the tea of this season's Love is Blind. Now, today is October 16th, so I want to say the last drops of Love is Blind, aside from the reunion question mark, are going to be dropping. But honestly, knowing Love is Blind, they might drag this shit out for one more drop. But regardless, we're here for it. And would I be me if I did not take notes literally covering all of my thoughts from the start to the end? Absolutely not. So, you know, we're going to skip the pleasantries and any life updates and just dive the fuck in. But first of all, today is, well, when you guys are listening on the drop day, it is my nephew's first birthday. So happy birthday to Maddox. I love you so much. And I can't believe that I am an aunt to two. That's crazy. You know what I mean? That's fucking wild. It is absurd. And somehow, some way, they are the two cutest little boys ever. And that's not even me being biased. They just genuinely are. So talk to the wall. Before we go any further, to set the record straight, hot bitches, respectfully listen to It's Nap Time. And that's on period. All of our fall merch has officially been closed. Well, I mean, you can still buy it if you want, but we're not going to be getting it to you guys in time for Halloween. So definitely keep that in mind. But we're going to be having some Christmas drops very, very, very soon. So stay tuned and keep up to date with my social media posts on my stories and on just like the regular feed for any polls or just gathering your guys' thoughts. So let's dive in, okay? My first thought of Love is Blind was, okay, the editing and intro was actually eating, and I was just Snapchatting my best friend Sammy earlier today, and I forget what I was saying, but she and I are wearing our Ghosts and Hoes merch today, and I said, we're slurving, and I meant to say serving, but then I also meant to say slaying, so slurving, and you know what? We're gonna make it a thing, so here's to slurving, okay? The editing and intro, it was slurving, okay? They were giving us, I feel like they actually took some feedback from what all of the audience was saying about how everything just felt kind of staged, you know what I mean? And like, we weren't really getting a full idea or picture of what was really going on inside of Love is Blind, which, I mean, obviously, they're not gonna just like show the raw footage of everything. But I feel like everything that they were showing us was, I just had like a little like accent right there, everything they were showing us was a little bit of like calculated, and obviously people can get like good and bad edits, but I feel like they were really showing us more of what goes on with the guys and the girls, and even just like showing them like getting all giddy and like excited, getting ready to go into their dates. And I just feel like it was more of a genuine, authentic flow. I forget exactly who said, what's your favorite Trader Joe's snack? It might have been Garrett. I don't think it was Nick, but when I first heard that, I literally wrote down in quotes, IDK if I love or hate that a man asked that, because it's like, who cooked here? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Yeah. Tyler and Ashley A, my first thoughts were, or is it Ashley W? Because she said the W's for wife. I think it's A, whatever. Tyler and Ashley, my first thoughts were that they were a match made in heaven, okay? And, you know, we'll get into more of that. Obviously, if you have watched the drop that's happening on the 16th, you will, we'll both know exactly what's going on with Tyler and Ashley, but we're going to get into that. Leo, my opinion on this man never changed once. He is so annoying. Talking about his job and not wanting anyone else to ask about it. Now, okay, before I like dive into these people and like what might seem like me ripping apart their character, obviously I'm, you know, if I went on a show like this, I would expect people to have their own thoughts and opinions about me and maybe like, you know, discuss it on their podcast. And not saying that like, oh, they go on reality TV, so they deserve to be like ripped to shreds. But like, people are going to have opinions and you're kind of crazy. And I don't know, not even, actually, yeah, naive to think that you're going to go on a show, a reality TV show at that, and not be talked about. Like, I'm sorry, okay? The whole thing of in Love Island when they basically made the host send out like a bullying disclaimer, like, shut up. Obviously, we shouldn't be like tearing these people to shreds. Some people do take it way too far, but you're kind of, you know, silly if you think people aren't going to have opinions. Anyways, moving on. The conversation between Taylor and Garrett when he said, like, he didn't know her, was it her, not her race, but like her nationality or whatever it was that they were discussing when she didn't, I think it was she wasn't telling him if she was like white or black or like going into that. And he said, it makes me feel like, what's she hiding? I think that the way that they showed that clip was so calculated because they wanted us to all be like, oh, this couple's never going to work out, which like, I guess I get where he's coming from because he's like, oh, well, if she's hiding this, like, because she kind of was making a big deal about it, like, obviously stating that like she wasn't white when like the whole point of Love is Blind is you should go into the situation not being concerned about their physical features, you know what I mean? So she was kind of like making a point that she was quote unquote like not, I guess, what he usually dates. I don't know. But then again, it could have just been a weird edit. But it did piss me off when he said, what else is she hiding? And my immediate thought was, how can you expect to go on Love is Blind and expect to only date white girls? And my second thought was, put your shoes back on, bro. Like, why is this man fucking barefoot? I don't know. So, I want to say we're still on episode one throughout all this. A lot of shit happened in episode one. And I'm sorry, I was rooting for Nick this whole time, okay? I felt like Nick was such a sweetheart and that Hannah was just honestly villainizing him and projecting her insecurities onto him when he was like, oh, I can't wait to see you in a bikini. He never was like, because you're going to be this fucking Victoria's Secret model. First of all, she made a big point to everyone that she spoke to say, I was a cheerleader in high school. I dated the varsity football players, blah, 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 blah. Like putting a, not even necessarily like an image, but like almost like stereotyping herself in a type of way to kind of make guys think that she has some type of body. And then when he said, oh, I can't wait to see you in a bikini, like I honestly thought he was just trying to be like cute. And she was like making it seem as if he only cares about her body. But then she can go on and say to both guys like, oh, I know we'd have great sex. So this man can't say he can't wait to see you in a bikini on the vacation, which like that should just make you feel like good about yourself. But then she can go on and talk about like, oh, I know we'd have great sex. Saying this to both of the guys, it's like girly pop, girl. And at that point, Hannah was public enemy number one for me. And she was honestly just taking in the opinions of others to break up with Nick, which was honestly kind of fucked up in my opinion. Episode two, Leo quickly climbed up the charts to public enemy number one. And my, you know, instant thoughts were, Brittany, girl, you need to run, okay? Brittany and Nick were my two, like, again, the edits could have just been the edits. I felt like they both deserved more. And, you know, Brittany and Nick should have just been running away together. She only asked Nick, we're talking about Hannah now. Hannah only asked Nick back out on the date because she heard that Brittany was on a date with Leo and she wanted that security blanket. I'm sorry, that's how I feel through and through, bitch. And now we need to talk about the conversation that Leo and Hannah had at the end of episode three to the beginning of episode four. This is when I started to like Hannah more because she was like actually standing her ground. But the way this man was getting so fucking angry at her for wanting to end things with him when he had been saying to both Brittany and Hannah, listen, like, you are both my number one. Like, I can't choose. I could see myself being married to both of you. I could see both of you as my wife, which if that was me hearing that, I'd be like, bye, go choose the other bitch then. But the way he was getting so angry at Hannah legitimately had me concerned because he was acting, again, in love with both of these women. And talking to all of the guys being like, did you talk with Hannah? Were you talking with Hannah? I could see exactly why you broke things off with Hannah. Like, basically, like, almost talking shit about Hannah being like, Brittany's like all the girls that I date back home and blah, 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 blah. She's like my all my exes. And he was out here doing, like, kisses to the both girls. That shit literally made me want to take a knife and jab my ears out. But again, obviously editing plays a big factor and production can like skew our perception of the conversations. But that man was genuinely terrifying to me. Nick and Brittany deserve better. And, you know, these were still my thoughts of episodes three and four. And I had been saying to myself and Anthony and like all my friends that I was talking to that honestly, they should just been together. But I do recall Brittany making comments being like, oh, Nikki D, not a husband or whatever, which was like, okay. Because everyone's calling him like, what, Mr. Rico Suave or Mr. Rico Suave, whatever the fuck. Pause. According to my dad, he says I do say the F word a lot, which honestly, it'd be like that. But he texted me after last episode and said that to correct me on my Halloween candy comments. So to set the record straight, my dad said that he would get the good candy early on for my mom to have. And then when it was time for trick-or-treating for the kids, he would go out and get the, you know, the subpar candy. So there was a little bit of, I don't know if it would be stretching of the truth from my mother, but also from myself, but that's so funny. Back to what I was saying. So when Leo basically said that Hannah is only choosing Nick because he was the first to say, I love you. Number one, bitches love assurance. Okay. Not even just bitches. Everyone loves reassurance. So the fact he was trying to gaslight her about that is crazy. Hannah had Nick in her ear since day one being like, I only want you. I'm only about you. Blah, 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 blah. And Leo's like, yeah, I could be married to both of you. Like, I'm sorry, especially towards the end of the experience, whatever the fuck. You're gonna probably go with the guy that has only ever wanted to be with you. Am I wrong or am I right, ladies? I'm right, yeah. And Leo from the jump should have just told Hannah that she was his number one if he truly just wanted to be with Hannah, instead of telling both girls that they were both equal. He was trying to make Hannah feel better by saying that he loves her, but then again, in the same fucking breath, says he loves his other connection and can see himself marrying both. I'm sorry, what? Again, I get it is an experiment and, like, you know, you can really go to the end talking of two people, but, like, he has his, what's the saying called? Getting caught with your hand in the cookie jar? Man has his hand in two cookie jars and everyone knows about it. Crazy. And you can just tell that Leo is not used to getting his way because, girl, damn. Tyler and Ashley, their reveal, I was obsessed. And the last date that Leo and Hannah had, when Leo told Hannah to tell Brittany it was a mutual decision to end things, bro, what? Again, cannot stand him, public enemy number one. The way he was just rubbing his feelings, sorry, quote-unquote feelings, in for Brittany into Hannah's face, he just wanted to be the one to end things with whichever girl he didn't want, which is just giving man-child, man-boy, narcissistic vibes, and I'm terrified, flat out. When he said in quote, and I quote, I told production to cancel our date to Hannah. Actually, no, you didn't. You were on your hands and knees for Hannah and, like, crying and, like, punching the room and like, what? Roll the tapes, brother. Let's talk about Nick and Hannah's reveal because it's real sad. It's real, real, real sad. You could just see on Hannah's face that she did not find Nick attractive. Maybe it was just because he was, like, her height or a little bit shorter than her in heels, which, yikes. But, and Nick knew that she said to another guy, because I want to say he was 5'7", and she's, the other guy that she was talking to was 5'7", Hannah's 5'9", and she said, I wouldn't be comfortable marrying someone shorter than me, and I don't think Nick ever disclosed that, like, he's the same height as her, which, like, I guess it's, like, a her thing, but that was just very interesting. Now let's talk about when, you know, the whole reveal between Brittany and Leo, which she did not find that man attractive at all, and the little thing that flashed across the camera after Brittany was like, what did I do? Let me pull this up because I literally took a photo of it because I was actually laughing so hard. And this is just very on point for any of these Netflix original reality TV shows. Brittany and Leo were not one of the six couples chosen by producers to continue their journey in Mexico, which I did not know that couples were chosen. And that was another issue I had with Love is Blind, is, like, there were obviously other couples who literally got no airtime, and I want to see their failed conversations. I'm sorry, but I do. I want to see how things ended. We should be introduced to every single person on the cast. I'm not a big Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor Nation girly. I did watch it when, what was her name, Charity? I watched it when she was the Bachelorette. And then, so obviously I got to see Joey on, you know, before he became The Bachelor. But I'm pretty sure, like, you know, we're introduced to every single person. We see the little walk on and we should really be introduced to every single person on Love is Blind. It was just like the subtle abruptness of, I mean, I knew Leo and Brittany weren't going to make it. And honestly, I feel like she just said yes to Leo to either, number one, get screen time, or number two, she knew he had money. She wanted to be a trophy wife, which, like, you know, respect for saying that up front. But I think she wanted to see if he was hot. You know what I mean? So now let's get into the whole honeymoon shebang. I thought Nick and Hannah were working. They're chugging along, doing just fine. Everyone seemed to be doing fine. Steven was like overly obsessed with, is it Monica or Marissa? I keep on confusing them. Monica. He was like overly obsessed with her, which, like, I mean, I was a big fan of Steven at first, and some of the conversations that they had actually made me really fucking sad because, like, for example, one of the conversations, I felt like Monica was being so rude to Steven when they were in an argument, and Steven was honestly talking, I think they were literally just talking about how the meeting of all the couples went, and Steven was talking first. She asked him to speak, and then she was like getting upset that he's talking a lot, which, like, I'm sorry, I would rather be with someone who talks a lot than someone who doesn't say a fucking word. And, you know, maybe that was just like an issue with her where she wanted to feel heard, but then she's like, I want to speak. And then she doesn't fucking say anything. She just sits there and stuffs her mouth. And he's like, are you going to talk? And then there was another conversation about, like, he was saying something about how I'm pretty sure she comes from, like, a lot of money. And he had a very different childhood. He did not come from much. And they're talking about, love languages. And she said, she's like, well, my love languages, as you know, are words of affirmation and acts of service. But my third one, it's also gift giving, meaning not even gift giving. No, she likes receiving gifts. And he's like, oh, well, like, and bitch, okay, yeah, gift giving, gift receiving, whatever the fuck can be your number one. But that's your number three. So why are we out here talking about it? There's only four. Who cares? He says, well, actually, like, gift giving, receiving, whatever isn't one of my love languages because most of my life growing up, my parents couldn't even afford to get everyone Christmas gifts. So, and then I forget what they were talking about, but he was like, oh, I know you don't expect me to get you a, did he say Kate Spade? Or it was a purse that's not like, okay, a lot of, like, even Coaches can be expensive, which, anyone that hates on Coach, like, I'm sorry. I don't know what your fucking problem is, but Coach is so fucking cute. And Coach, Burberry, Kate Spade, I am a daughter of a mother who is absolutely obsessed with purses. I would say purses are my mother's love language. And I always grew up, you know, playing with her purses and seeing all the fun, cute purses that she'd get. And I'm obsessed with Coach. But anyways, he was talking about, did he say like a suede Kate Spade something or whatever? And she goes, oh no, don't ever get me that. Meaning like, don't ever get her Kate Spade. And she was like, you know, maybe like Louis Vuitton. And he's like, oh, who's that? Is he a big deal? And she's like, a big deal. Like laughing in his face about it. And I just like, I don't know. It made me so sad and put like such a bad taste in my mouth about her. But let's just say that my opinion of Steven changed very fucking quickly because we come to find out that Steven went to a sleep test, which I had no fucking idea what a sleep test was. I had to look that up myself, and it's exactly what it sounds like. I guess he went to some testing for, like, I don't know, to see if you have like sleep apnea or something. Okay, actually, maybe I could be wrong, but I thought that's what Google said and I looked it up. So he was drunk at a sleep test and was like sexting other girls, and Monica ended up finding out and they split things off, which, yikes. And he went on the show, lost his job while he was on the show, which I'm pretty sure he knew was going to happen, and she was like paying for him for everything. So yeah, Steven, sorry, there's the door, bitch. And now that I'm thinking about it, didn't Steven admit that he had cheated before? It was either him or another white dude. But yeah, my opinion of Steven changed tenfold. I'm so sorry to say, but I lost an incredible amount of brain cells over the conversation between Marissa and Ramses. I don't like him. When he met her mother, yeah, that was crazy. Her mom's a little crazy. the meeting of Ashley and Tyler's parents, or when he met her parents or her mom. Was it just her dad? I mean, I don't know. That went beautifully. And then Tim and Alex, when Tim met her parents, and the conversation when he was asking Alex's dad for permission to marry him. That scene was so wholesome, so beautiful. But let's get back to Ramses and Marissa's conversation, all right? When he was saying his feelings about, and I'm not going to dive too much into this, all right? But when he was basically saying that her past being in the military and her background, I feel like that conversation should not have been aired. I feel like it was a very toxic conversation, which, you know, it probably was a very necessary and important conversation for them to have, because that is a part of her past. And he's basically saying if she ever goes back into the military, which she didn't think she would, but she was kind of just putting it out there that, like, yo, this is a part of me. And you never know, I might go back for some reason. He's basically saying, if you do that, I don't want to be with you because I don't agree with the military. And yeah, I'm not going to touch on that. But personally, I don't think that conversation should have been aired. It was like not fun gossip or tea to overhear, if you understand what I'm saying. So it'll be very interesting to see how everything plays out in the little clips of what's to come, which I'm probably going to watch the rest today if I can binge it after I get all of my work done. But obviously, they're making it look like there's a ton of tea, so it'll be very interesting to see what happens. My thoughts on, was it Taylor and Garrett? I really like Taylor, but I fear that he was texting his ex or something. I don't know. It'll be very interesting to see. We will, of course, dive into that next week when everything is all aired out. And then I hope you guys are just, you know, soaking up all of the fall weather. It's been very chilly here. I hope that you guys are planning some fall activities, going to pick some pumpkins, some apple picking, getting some holiday drinks from any local coffee shops, you know, baking apple treats, trying apple cider donuts, just doing all the things. And yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in to the Love is Blind Thoughts, which is like, you know, I think there was 10 episodes that were dropped when I first watched it. I like to watch things as they come out because I cannot deal with shit being spoiled. And the one thing that I always have an issue with is some like random news line or random, I don't know, like video source interviews one of the, is it weird to say cast members if they're on a reality TV show? Because it's like they're not playing someone else, they're playing themselves. But I guess the cast, they'll interview them and be like, oh, are you and so-and-so still together? Or they see them without their ring, or like someone goes on TikTok Live or Instagram Live and just spills some tea, because I like to see it when it happens on the show, okay? So I wish they would just drop episodes kind of all at once. But I mean, I guess I get the buildup. But yeah, then when you watch it all at once and you're kind of just like waiting in limbo for the other few days or a week for it to come out, which fucking sucks. But we will be back next week or whenever all the episodes drop to discuss the rest of what's going on. And yeah, I hope you guys are just, you know, slurving, as my bestie and I now say. I hope you enjoyed your nap time. Please give the podcast a follow on Instagram at It's Nap Time Podcast. My personal is Natalie X Palik on TikTok and Instagram. And if you guys haven't already, please hit the subscribe or follow button, whatever it is, on Apple or Spotify. I'm trying to get 42 more subscribers in the month of October. So that will be a fun little goal to hit once we hit it. I love you guys so much. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed your nap time, and I will talk to you next week, besties. Bye.